item number 12, Madam Clerk.
Item number 12, from the Director, Department of Transportation and the Interim Airport Director, requesting authorization to enter into an agreement with Taste, Inc., doing business as Vino Bolo, for the development and operation of a specialty retail wine concession on Concourse C at General Mitchell International Airport for a term of 7 years, with the option to extend the agreement for 3 additional 1-year terms. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Well, before Mr. Blue gets into his presentation, I would hope that if the vendor is here, that at this stage that person would distribute these samples to all of the members, not only this committee, but the public, to, you know, taste test the offerings that are going to be available.
Supervisor, if approved, you will all be invited for champagne.
No, we're not going that route. I do not accept. I'm not participating. Talk later afterwards, but not now. No.
Was that too obvious?
Mr. Blue, please go ahead.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, thank you. Once again, this is tied to the RFP whereby we were seeking 3 specialty retail concessions. This particular offering, we were looking for a retail wine concession. The airport offered up 2 possible locations, one on Concourse C and one on Concourse D. For this particular package, the airport received only 1 proposal from Taste Incorporated, doing business as Vino Volo for Concourse C location. For those of you I know that travel, this has become quite the rage. A lot of airports have these wine tasting bars in them now. And Taste has proposed for just the 1 location on Concourse C. For those of you familiar with Concourse C, if you're walking out towards the Hammerhead, Chili's is on your left. There's vacant space on your right. They would be there on your right. Currently, Taste is in 34 stores and 24 airports across North America. Community Business Development Partner staff reviewed the proposal and set a DBE goal of 25% for this particular concession. Taste Inc. doing business as Vino Bolo is committing to a DBE participation of 28% in this concession through subcontracting with DBE Certified Superior Equipment and Supply for their kitchen equipment, furniture purchases, and ongoing food supplies. If approved, this would be for a term of 7 years with 3 additional 1-year options, and it would be for a minimum annual guarantee of $90,000 a year or 12% of gross receipts from retail sales and 13% of gross receipts derived from food and beverage sales. Taste doing business as Vino Bolo would invest approximately $530,000 into the property. And as you gleaned, we do have a representative from Vino Bolo here.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Supervisors. My name is Edward Casey. I represent Vino Bolo. I am Regional Supervisor in the Midwest, originally from New York, but now living in Cleveland, supervising our stores in Ohio and Kentucky, and hopefully.
How did you meet your DBE goals again?
I believe Marco DiBernardo, who put the proposal together, had a family emergency. I was called in last night to come in, but I do know that Superior is, maybe you can speak to that.
Actually, I think...
He went over. I just wonder how did you meet. That's fine. Okay. Thank you very much. Pleasure of the committee, Supervisor Bukowski.
I'm curious, $500,000 investment, boy, that seems like a lot. What exactly are you going to be doing to that space there?
I really can't speak to exactly. That would be our construction manager, Jeff Arbuckle. But our finishes are always top quality, with the best look and things that will hold up well. We all know what concessions look like after only maybe 2 years of operation. A Vino Bolo should still look that fresh 5 years on, even with all of the the traffic that we see in the airports. We do have kitchens in the back, so that always adds more expense, refrigerators and all that. We don't have kitchen staff per se, but we do have our associates as the prep people, and most of those people that are serving you wine are also preparing your food and serving it to you. But we do have kitchens and all the overheads that are involved with that.
Well, $500,000 is not chicken feed, so that's, I'm impressed with that. Well, facetiously, I made the motion for approval before. I will make the motion for approval now.
For the motion for approval, you have a final spot.
I'm just going to say, if you make your offer to the public, I will be happy to partake. But since I can't use my office to obtain anything of value, I would not do it under any other circumstances. Thank you.
Okay.
So much for having fun around here.
Madam Clerk, call.
Supervisors Weishaan.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jurcik.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 12 for adoption prevails.